2.5 years ago, I lost my partner, Graham, to cancer. It was a rare cancer. He had it for a year, but we unfortunately, well, he got misdiagnosed. So he only had it for 5.5 months. So it was obviously really, really tough. But it was when he died was the real major problem, because I didn't quite realise the sort of depth of feeling and emotions that I would go through with the grief. I lost my dad 17 years ago and didn't feel anything like the same thing, although I was really, really close to my dad. So I went off to the doctors to try and find support, and there was very little out there. There really was, not only in the local area, but anywhere really. I was just offered a couple of things that just didn't work for me. So I was sort of left adrift, sort of alone. I didn't know where to turn. And only by pure accident that I found a really fantastic charity called Widowed and Young that really helped me. And then I thought, well, why doesn't everybody know about this? So I did lots of research, and for the past 18 months I've been putting together this. So what we've done, we've now launched a charity called the Good Grief Trust, and we're going to bring all bereavement services around the country. It's a national initiative, together under one umbrella. So at a click of a button, as soon as you leave the hospice or the hospital, or if a policeman knocks on the door and it's a sudden death, you have all that information, that targeted help and support that you really, really need, under literally one umbrella on a website, a new website called the Good Grief Guide.com. I think there's a massive lack of understanding about grief, and that's really come to the fore a lot. There's a lot of people talking about grief and bereavement and end of life at the moment. It really is misunderstood. There are so many aspects to grief, you know, financial aspects, because you can't deal with the mundane, emotional, obviously, because the heartbreak and the pain, but also, you know, the way that I found, and also the people that I'm working with now, and all the bereaved that I've spoken to, by speaking to people who have actually been through it themselves is the key, really, to find that peer-to-peer support of someone who completely understands, and doesn't matter whether they've lost a child, a parent, you know, a sibling, a friend. There is a thread that runs through grief. And if you can find a support group that actually has people in it who have been through a similar experience, it really is so powerful to helping you move forward. You're never going to move on. People talk about moving on and, you know, a year down the line and, you know, you should be over it by now and, you know, off you go. But actually, it doesn't work like that. Grief comes in waves all the time. That old thinking of sort of the five stages of grief really doesn't really reflect the way that we feel now. It does get better. So this is what we want to do, is obviously, you know, help the newly bereaved to know that actually it's the most catastrophic, the most horrendous thing that's ever happened to you. However, with time and with the right sort of support and the right friendships, you can actually move forward and you can feel better. Yes, you can. You can have that bit of hope and light in your life, because you need to. I mean, a lot of people have young children. You know, what are you supposed to do? You have to support them. So you have to go on with your life, but you go on into sort of what people call a new normal. It's never going to be the same again. It's never. But you just have to deal with it. You do actually become stronger. It's crazy, but you do. And that's what the message that we really want to send out to people. Well, counselling obviously helps. You know, a lot of people go for counselling very early on just to offload, because if you're offloading to friends and family, you know, they often get quite sort of, it's called grief fatigue. You know, I mean, it's just awful. They don't really want to hear you crying and seeing you, you know, really, really upset all the time. So it is great to go to a professional. However, there's only so much they can do. And if they've never been bereaved themselves, often people don't actually connect with them and they don't resonate, and it just doesn't really help sort of going forward. So if you can find someone who has been through the same, that is so much easier. You just have this instant bond. It's like a safety net. You can sit, you can open up. You don't, I mean, when I do my events, because I'm now London coordinator for WAY, you know, we don't often talk about our partners, actually, to be honest. We just talk about, you know, everything to do with family or friends or whatever's going on. But you just have that shared experience, and you know that you have that sort of connection, instant connection and warmth and friendliness from someone who you know, in the back of their head, you know exactly what they've been through, because you've been through it too. Yeah, it's open from 1 till 5pm. So we've got lots of shopping experiences. We've got gorgeous different jewellery, fashion, beauty. We've also got someone called Lee Pycroft, who is Britain's next top model hairstylist. And she is bringing her pampering team for a group of women who are actually 30 of them bereaved. So they're coming along as well. So we've got a fashion show, really exciting. Three different brands from local women who are Wimbledon based, basically, who have got together some fantastic collections for us. We've got Good As New designer clothes. So much going on. And of course, Canosara is a beautiful place and they're hosting it for us this year and also some of our other events, hopefully. So yes, we'd love everyone to come through. Children and dogs welcome. We've actually got a little doggy in the catwalk, on the catwalk from Wimbledon Village, sporting a very lovely little collection of his own. So yeah, we're just hoping to raise money, but also we're also hoping to raise awareness, because so many people come to us who need to support their friends and family, and actually they don't know how to do that. So by going on our Facebook page, you know, that would be really, really useful to them. There's so much information there. We're building our website at the moment. That's what these funds are going to go towards, is this one-stop bereavement online support network for everybody, really. Not just for the bereaved, but also for the health professionals as well.